Praise God. Do y'all believe we heard from the Lord? And, you know, confirmation is not always necessary. I tell you what, it's confirmed in our hearts. And I believe that. I had something come to me this morning. I almost got up, but Phil got up before I did, which is good. It was appropriate. But you know what? It was. I'm going to read this because it was so much of a blessing to me. And I believe it's a little bit of a confirmation to what's already been said. And this is in Psalms 24. You don't even have to turn there. I'm not going to be up here long. But it's also a Psalm of David. And when it came to me, I thought, man, the guy that wrote this was a sinner. We're all sinners. We serve a holy God, but he has the power to cleanse us. And you know what? Part of that's confession. Let me just read this, a couple of verses. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? I mean, who dares ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who would go up there? Who may stand in his holy place? Because if we ascend that mountain, we're standing before a holy God. Right? And when the Lord returns, we're going to be standing in front of his complete holiness. We need to be cleansed. It's answered, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Mm-hmm. Right? A pure heart. And the thought I had too, even as this is coming forth, because when something like this comes forth, if the Lord is addressing something, is he addressing sin in our lives? Hypocrisy, things we try to hide. But we have a promise, and the promise is in 1 John. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to, what does it say? To cleanse us from all, it says all unrighteousness. Amen. We can stand before a holy God. And he said to stand in his presence. How can we stand before this great holy God? We can only stand there through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when we stand there, and that's why it's where the rubber meets the road in our everyday life, and is being addressed in our lives, that's where confession comes in. Did David not confess? He said, create in me a clean heart. Because he wasn't. God had to create that in him. He's created in us. And I believe a lot of it, you know, I believe the Lord loves us. Don't y'all this morning? Yes. He loves us, and he's bringing this out just for us to come to our Father and say, Lord, cleanse me. You have the power to cleanse me, and he does. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. I do believe we heard from the Lord this morning. I appreciate him ministering this. You know, I was thinking about what the what it says in Romans there, where it talks about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's certainly true when it comes to, you know, coming to the new birth. But that's true all the time. When God speaks in the present tense and when he ministers truth, there's a faith that comes with it that is something that we need, because we need the power to reach out and to believe. And I was wondering, you know, when Phil was talking about the leaven in our lives, how much is some of that leaven there? Because we've become sadly convinced there's no way to get rid of it. And it's a hopeless battle. I mean, we fight that emotion sometimes and some of these things we battle. But I believe God's ministering a fresh dose of faith this morning to go to him in faith, to the one who can change things, who can call things that be not as though they were, and who gives life to the dead. I believe he wants us to call out to him in faith, and he is going to hear and answer. I just appreciate this morning. It's been a blessing to me. Amen.